Dr. Pinsky dictating a peer review on Thomas Ansinger, A-N-S-I-N-G-E-R. As per the records provided, Mr. Ansinger was seen at Sharon Regional Medical Center Emergency Room on 2-9-22. Pretty related being involved in a rolled R-O-L-L-E-D motor vehicle accident after a head-on collision. Appeared airbags deployed. Appeared he self-extricated. Appeared he complained of pain in the mouth, common nose, common lower back, common and left knee. Period. There was no loss of consciousness, nor did he have a headache. Period. He was already taking Imitrex and oxycodone, 5 milligrams, and previous prescriptions included meloxicam, 7.5 milligrams, and tizanidine. Period. He underwent a physical exam that showed mild tenderness to the mid-lumbar spine region. Period. There was an abrasion to the inferior lateral aspect of the left knee, but there was otherwise full range of motion and no pain or restriction. Period. At the neck, there was paraspinous muscle tenderness, but range of motion was not tested. Period. He had a history of degenerative joint disease, comma, enlarged prostate, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, migraine headaches, comma, and mixed hyperlipidemia. Period. Underwent several laboratory studies and radiographic studies as follows. Period. New paragraph. He had a CAT scan of the brain that revealed no acute intracranial abnormality. Period. He had a CAT scan of the facial bones that was read as unremarkable. Period. He had a CAT scan of the cervical spine that showed no fracture or spinal allostasis. Period. There was straightening of the cervical lordosis suggesting muscle spasm, comma, and minimal multi-level spondylosis. Period. Mr. Ansinger also had a CAT scan of the chest that revealed upper lobe predominant periseptal emphysema, semicolon diffuse, increased interstitial lung markings with peripheral and bibasilar prominence compatible with pulmonary fibrosis, comma, and no acute pathology. Period. A CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis was read as no acute intra-abdominal or pelvic abnormality. Here the prostate gland was moderately enlarged and contains calcifications. Here there was a 3 millimeter non-obstructing calculus present in the superior pole of the right kidney. Period. He then was treated and released. Period. New paragraph. He then came under the care of Dr. Kalik, K-A-L-I-K, who sent him for physical therapy. For this was rendered beginning 3-1-22 and ran through 8-3-22. Period. Dr. Kalik's ongoing progress notes, nor was his intake submitted. Period. Mr. Ansinger underwent a kyphoplasty at T12 on 9-22-22 by Dr. Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N, period. This was an outpatient study, and he was discharged the same day. Period. In paragraph on 10-25-22, Dr. Hofius, H-O-F-I-U-S, referred the patient for follow-up at the pain clinic for possible injection. Period. He diagnosed right rib pain that he believed was intercostal neuritis, but no evidence for gallbladder disease or biliary colic. Period. His rib pain was characterized as pleuritinia. Period. Dr. Hofius is a general surgeon. Pretty noted the patient was taking cyclobenzaprine, oxycodone, and sumatriptan. Period. The history of present illness noted. He was involved in a motor vehicle accident in February 2022, ending up with a crush fracture of T12, for which a kyphoplasty was performed. Pretty came in because he was having all of this pain starting in the right back and flank region, which wraps around at approximately ribs 8, 9, and 10, and possibly 11. Pretty, the pain is not increased with eating. Pretty, there was no change in the pain with any types of food. Pretty, CAT scan of the abdomen showed no evidence of cholelithiasis or cholecystitis. Pretty, taking a deep breath does not increase his pain. Pretty, side bending to the right definitely increases his pain. Period. Upon physical exam, he was exquisitely tender to palpation at the right ribs between the 8th and 11th. Period, his lungs are clear and there was no crepitance. Period, abdomen was soft without any right upper quadrant pain during palpation. Period. There was no gross deformity of any of the ribs on the right-hand side. Period. A distinct physical exam for musculoskeletal issues was not completed. Period. New paragraph. And we'll call it contact with provider under review. The provider, comma, Dr. Kalik, K-A-L-I-K, did not request discussion with the reviewer on this reconsideration. Period. I do note that the original review was done by Dr. Ziev, Z-I-E-V. Period. He had not been provided with documentation from this physician. Period. He contacted the office of Dr. Kalik and briefly spoke with him. Period. When asked about medication, he was transferred to the nurse who provided some information. Period. He was being seen once every 2 weeks and is currently taking hydrocodone/APAP 10 milligrams once every 6 hours. He was also going to physical therapy. Period. He'd been seeing the doctor since the accident. Period. The office was unaware of any previous accidents or injuries. Period. New paragraph. Amongst the physical therapy notes that captured 52 sessions, there was no documentation of severe injuries. Period. There was no documentation of any previous accidents or injuries. Period. In terms of comparison to the typical course of standards of care and course of treatment for patients with these type of injuries. This should have been completed the month by 6/1/22, the month of muscle strengthening and exercise. Period. All visits, referrals, diagnostic studies, physical therapy modalities, and massage therapy after that date would not be considered medically necessary or appropriate based on the submitted medical documentation. Period. Had this patient been severely injured, he would have a consultation with orthopedic surgery. Period. His complaints are not supported by objective findings such as CAT scans, x-rays, EMG studies, or anything else. Period. New paragraph. findings and conclusions. Review of the physical therapy notes provided demonstrate Mr. Ensinger was receiving frequent passive physical therapy modalities and possibly some active treatment running through 8/3/22 period. That was approximately 6 months after the accident in question period. New paragraph. It is evident that the thoracic vertebral fracture was identified much later in his course of treatment and for which he underwent kyphoplasty period. The concurrent treatment rendered by Dr. Kallick was not indicated even in light of that procedure period. Its ongoing rendering of treatment and referral for same would not be likely to result in significant alteration in Mr. Ensinger's course of treatment for the vertebral fracture period. I do agree with Dr. Ziev that treatment after 6/1/22 would not be deemed medically necessary or reasonable for the accident of 2/9/22 period. End.